what people are talking about.
Let me hit you with some knowledge.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. We have a wonderful show for you today. You can give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT. We would certainly love to hear from you. Now, as I always say, we're really here to help you inspire yourself to really make your dreams come true and also to really turn your problems into solutions. And I think the other thing that we're really here to do is help you to reframe your thinking. And what I mean by that is that when we reframe our thinking, we think of things in a different way, so that instead of often thinking of them positively or negatively, we turn that around, we think of them positively. And today we're doing exactly that. We're looking at something that sometimes people don't always look at as positive. And we certainly are. And that is aging. Now, a lot of us, you hear jokes about aging and, you know, how we are frailer and we can't think as well and we can't move around as well. And in fact, in our culture today, people are living longer and they're living healthier. And we have a great guest who really looks at aging from just a beautiful perspective. My guest is Marcia Karsmer. She's an independent agent and videographer, and after being at work at home for 22 years, she decided to write this wonderful special gift clip book for women of all ages called How Old is Beautiful. And this book contains quotes and sayings to give us inspiration, reflection, recollection, and smiles on dealing with the many issues that are involved in aging. Welcome, Marcia.
Hi, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about this book first in terms of the visual aspect. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's a gift book. It's not a long book, but it also has pictures and it has drawings and it looks like clip art that you've put in a book. And it's really quite pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. The book is actually made out of clippings that I collected for about 6 years. I would sit down and read magazines. I get every magazine that's printed, and I would sit at night and cut up magazines. And I would see phrases that I thought that I could use in this book, and I've got some other books coming out that are made the same way. So mm-hmm. I actually collected phrases for 6 years, and then I went up in my attic, and I put these phrases together to tell a story.
I want to read this. This is from your publisher, but it's so well written, and I think it describes what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
They write, Marcia Karsmer writes with scissors. As an author and creatix, I hadn't heard that word before, she reads magazines and newspapers with different eyes, looking for hidden messages in the headlines. The result of her quirky clips is sheer magic. Pleasing to the eye and the mind, Karsmer's message reads loud and clear, there is no age before beauty. Real beauty comes from being true to your own unique self and knowing who that is. From exhilarating exhortations, such as it's never too late to treat yourself right, to the poignantly pithy, I was born wrinkled and I will die wrinkled, but I like me.
I like that one.
Clip Eclipse is colorful and delightfully designed. And it really is, and it's really original and inspirational. A great book, How Old is Beautiful. How did you pick the quotes?
Well, I knew what I was, originally I wrote a really big book. It was a book that covered every stage of a woman's life. and it was like 12 chapters long. So I knew each chapter was going to cover a different stage in my life. So I would see a phrase that I thought, oh, that would be good for the chapter on being a mom, or this one would be good on the chapter on aging, or this one would be good on the chapter on falling in love. So I kind of separated the phrases that way. And when I'm reading magazines, it's funny. And now I can't read a magazine without looking at phrases and saying, oh, I need that phrase. So that's kind of how I got started with it. And I put the phrases in different boxes. When I went upstairs to put the whole book together, I had about, 11 boxes. One
wow.
for the aging chapter, one was for the being a mom chapter. So I put this whole book together, and like I said, it was 12 chapters long. Well, when I sent it to Canary Publishing, they read this big, long book, and they called me, and they said, we love the book because it's unique. It's all made out of phrases, but it's too long to be one book, so what we're going to do is turn it into four separate books. And How Old is Beautiful is the first of the four books, and that was the chapter on aging. And even the title was a phrase. It was, I think it was a phrase from a from an article. I'm not sure which magazine, maybe Oprah, maybe More magazine. And it was an article on getting older, and that was the title of the article. So,
How Old is Beautiful.
Yeah, yes, and we used that as the title of this first book. So that's kind of how I just, read things. And I've done books like this since I was in high school. So it's just kind of a weird thing I always liked doing. I used to call them ransom books because they almost look like a ransom letter, when you paste all
yes.
the phrases together.
Yes.
So that's what I called them. Of course, Canary, we kind of changed it to Clip Notes. And Canary, they're the ones that made the book look so pretty, with all the different pictures and the different colors. So really, when I gave it to them, it just looked like a ransom book. But that's kind of how it got together.
It's very colorful inside. You have different blocks, and again, like you said, it looks like clip art. But of course, what's important is what the words are. So you have the visuals and the words. Let me read it out, because this show is Positive Living. I really want to read this quote, because I think this is what my whole show is all about. Mm-hmm. People are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be.
Yep.
So it's all really a decision in our attitude, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. There's that phrase is in there. It's amazing how far a little attitude can take you. You can have a positive attitude about getting older, or you can sit around and, be sad and cry about it and whine about it. And, what's better? I mean, of course, we're going through changes every day, and it's how we handle those changes that are going to affect, how we live every day. That is one of my favorite phrases, too. Just, you're as happy.
Did you find when you were looking, and I know you were looking for the positive, upbeat phrases, did you find a lot of negative phrases too? Because a lot of times there are funny jokes about aging, or were you just, clearly just looking? And when you looked, was it hard for you to find these? Did you have to really search, or were they readily available?
Well, I think they're readily available because, like I said, I get a lot of magazines that are focusing on this. More magazine, which is one of my favorites. Oprah magazine. Most of the articles you read in those magazines are going to be positive articles about aging, because that's what they focus on. So it was easy to find positive phrases. In fact, the Dove soap, they did a campaign last year that was called pro-aging instead of anti-aging. I don't know if you remember seeing that in magazines. They would have pictures of women, older women, and they would say, this is not an anti-aging ad, this is a pro-aging ad. And then they would talk about the very last phrase in the book is, beauty has no age limit. And that was right in a magazine. I saw that phrase and I said, I have to have that phrase for the last phrase in my book, because it answers the question, how old is beautiful? Beauty has no age limit. So here I am looking at this magazine, and I was like, that's the answer to my book.
Yes, and I have been interviewing so many people, and recently, who really talk about that. Not only does it have no limit, but often people are getting better as they age. I mean, you've heard that a lot. You've heard people who really take care of themselves and just feel younger as they get older. Now, not everybody, but it's certainly there. And people are taking, again, not only care of themselves, but there's so many resources now for folks in terms of places to visit, healthy food to eat, things to do, supplementation. I mean, there are so many resources to staying healthy that it's all around us, isn't it?
It is. It is. And we're lucky because I think, you know, like my mom, the generation before us, I don't remember my mom ever going and working out, you know, or running, or, you know, she was so focused on, well, she worked and had four kids, and I have four kids too, and luckily I was able to be at home for 22 years with my kids, so I had time to do things with them. You know, I used to run, my daughter and I would run together, or, you know, we'd go to the gym together, so I think my generation, we're luckier because we do have a lot more chances to keep healthy, to focus on ourselves a little bit more than like my parents did, and I think just our culture too. You know, there's curves. You know, the little gym curves where women can mm-hmm. run in and do a workout in 15 minutes and run out. So it is all around us, and we just have to take advantage of it.
One of the things you write in your book is you say, if you're in your 20s and 30s, remember to keep dreaming. Mm-hmm. If you're in your 40s, then celebrate what you've learned. Be 50 and fabulous and be inspired by Oprah. Another message you say that made me smile is, what it comes down to is the first 80 years are definitely the hardest.
I did a book signing at, I don't know, Barnes & Noble or somewhere, and a woman, it was so funny, there was a 21-year-old girl in line, and I signed the book to her, 21 is beautiful, and then right behind her was a woman who was in her 80s, and I put 83 is beautiful, and she pointed that out to me. She said, you know, you're right, the first 80 years were the hardest. So that was, I can't remember where I found that phrase, but I did, I like that. That was acute.
Why do you think of, you said that you did all this clip art, you sent it to the publisher, and they then decided that they would write this, or that they would produce this in four books. Why do you think they picked your book first, being How Old is Beautiful? Why do you think they picked that topic first?
Well, Canary Redwell Weiser, they're a publishing company that really focuses on women's issues and inspirational books. They've got a lot of that type. I think aging right now, because of how many baby boomers there are, it's a big topic. It's something, and I've seen that when I go to, when I do book signings, a lot of times I'll do a little talk first before the signing. And women really do like to sit and talk about aging, about the challenges of aging, about the positive aspects of aging. It's a hot topic right now.
All right. And on that note of this wonderful hot topic and terrific topic, we're going to take a break. My guest today is Marcia Karsmer. Her book is How Old is Beautiful? And it's really a very special book. It's actually quite unusual and different, and that it's really a clip art book in a lot of ways. Marcia was an independent agent and videographer after being a work-at-home mom for 22 years. Her book, How Old is Beautiful, is a gift book that's a clip book with wonderful clip art. And she said it reminds people of ransom notes, but I don't think of that because it's just, it's very pretty, and the sayings are terrific. Quotes and sayings that give us inspiration, reflection, and recollection, and makes us smile. on dealing with the many issues that are involved in aging. And you can log on to Marcia's website at howoldisbeautiful.com. And you can call us after the break your comments on positive aging. Again, you're listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. And after the break, you can call us at 888-GO-FORD or 888-463-6748. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.